Hello, good evening. This is Mauricio with WWR World Wrestling Resource. This is our weekly conference call. And tonight we have Terry Brandt, John McGovern, and Dennis Hall. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Yeah, so I'd like to start with a couple of questions, and if we have any caller, you know, that would like to make a question, just call in and let us know. John will put you through or we'll make note of the question. So, so Terry, you and your brother, you know, have been coaching at University of Iowa for a while, and all the, you know, college fans wanted to know what type of team can we expect to see next year. You know, who do you see? Who do you see as your top recruit coming in? Who's gonna be leading the pack? Who's gonna be your main guys for this upcoming season?
Yeah, first of all, no predictions on our season. You know me well enough. I'm not gonna give predictions. We like our team, and we like our personnel that are involved with the team, from our staff all the way to our managers and the wrestlers in between, for that matter. So the situation in Iowa City, we feel like, is good. And we have guys and student-athletes that are extremely motivated right now, and it's early. And it's hard to say, you know, I'm not going to give and do a lot of spin and a lot of propaganda, but what I will say is we like our team. You know, at 125, we got McDonough back, Matt McDonough. We have Tony Ramos, a veteran, at 133. We have Derek St. John, a veteran, at 157. And we have Bobby Telford, who is a returning All-American at heavyweight. And we have Ethan Lofthouse, who is a returning All-American and a veteran at 174. And we have Grant Gambrill, who is a returning All-American at 184 pounds from two seasons ago. So we have capable lineup, and we're going to have to, you know, get them to maybe have a little bit of an imagination about what they can accomplish and come alongside each other, and you know, we'll see at the end of the year. We'll see where we're at.
All right, Terry, that's impressive talent, the one you got there, and you know, the best of the look for you and your team.
What is what?
So The University of Iowa is hosting, is coming up soon, actually, the Youth and High School Preseason Nationals. It's going to be on Saturday, November the 3rd. Terry, what can you tell us about this event?
Well, it's a good event, but we're going to be having our Hawkeye Wrestling Club Challenge in Carver Hawkeye Arena on that weekend also. And both events will be USA sanctioned, and both events, I mean, are shaping up to be extremely competitive. You know, Carver Hawkeye Arena is a renowned place, a famous place to wrestle, and you know, we got a lot of good kids signed up, and if we twist Dennis Hall's arms a little bit tighter, maybe we can get him to bring some of his guys down.
That'll be fantastic. That'll be awesome, really. That's something we look forward to. As a matter of fact, this tournament is packed. It's full every year. How many wrestlers do you think can we expect to see this year?
I don't know. I don't know the numbers on that. I know that it's competitive. You know, I've been up there and I watch it. I think I've seen it three of the last 4 years or two of the last 3 years, and it's a very competitive tournament to watch. And as is the USA Wrestling, you know, the Spring Nationals up there too. You know, they just do a great job of bringing in, you know, the strongest talent and the strongest work ethic, and they come together and try to figure out who's going to be the toughest son of a gun at that weight class on that particular day.
There you go. Good answer. All right, that's it. Really, really good. Thank you. Thank you much, Terry.
Thank you. We appreciate you, and, you know, we just appreciate you, so thank you.
You betcha. Hey, John, we all heard, you know, you just hired a great, talented man, you know. You just hired your assistant coach, Mike Mina. He has an impressive record, let me tell you. He's the only one undefeated 4 times Illinois State Champion ever existed. 4 times NCAA All-American, you know, in Iowa. So now you have it as an assistant coach. So can you tell us a little bit, you know, how did you come to that decision? How was the screening process? You know, how did you and Mike, you know, come together for this position?
Well, yeah, Mike comes in with a lot of credentials, and I know him from when I was training at the Hawkeye Club, and just the kind of person he is. In our first staff meeting, Mike asked us to get out the FCA Coaches Bible, so that's when I knew I made the right fit. He's all about building champions from the inside out. Obviously, him being a University of Iowa 4-time All-American, he brings a lot of credentials, and he's coached national champs like Angel Escobedo and Joe Dubuque. So, you know, I know he brings a lot of skills on the outside, but he also brings a lot of the you know, mentoring and character that we're looking for in terms of where he's at in his life and what he wants to help with the wrestlers in our program. So it feels like a good fit, and I know we're excited about the team as well. That we have here, and the coaching staff and personnel we have here too. So,
so are we excited to see how, you know, what Mike is going to bring to the team. So this is something we all are, you know, looking forward to see.
Yeah,
I got a question here.
Good.
Absolutely, for Coach Dennis Hall. Speaking of. An impressive career and great talent. Coach Dennis, you have, you know, through your career, coached several Olympians, including Ben Provisor, you know, who came from World Gold Wrestling Club.
Yes.
Can you tell us, you know, because you're about to start your club, and that's something that, you know, there's a lot of excitement among the fans. So what can you tell us about your plans and, you know, what's coming up in the future?
Right now I'm starting my high school season for junior high and high school. We go 1 day a week right now. Kids have an option to do it 2 days a week if they want. Right now my main focus is get them used to drilling again, get them learn a new technique, teach them how to fight, and we go 11 weeks until the season begins, and my goal for the kids is just to get them ready for that first match. If they're ready and in shape when the season starts, and, you know, hopefully it'll be on a good start to the season. So for me, I want to just get the guys as technically sound, correct bad habits, help them get what they need to be prepared for the season.
Thank you, Dennis. Well, that's something we look forward to. Coach John, people is wondering, and we would like you to tell us about the mission and the philosophy of World Wrestling Resource, if you can, you know, tell us about it.
Well, you know, a lot of it is our mission is integrity, and, you know, I'm working with guys like Dennis Hall and Terry Brands. They have a lot of integrity, and excellence is another feature. We're trying to find the very best resources we can with the combined experience of the members of the team, and the team is another core area. So it's team integrity and excellence, and trying to provide the best possible resources with integrity using our team to other wrestlers, coaches, and fans.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, John. And I think we are running out of time. Do we have any other questions in the forum, guys? Questions, comments?
Well, thanks for hosting the call, Mauricio. I just want to thank Defense Hope for sponsoring the calls, and Scott Cass for taking on Raider for posting the calls, and ASICS for supporting us now. And we're going to be obviously working with them on providing additional resources and on our website, worldwrestlingresource.com. So thank you, Mauricio.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, John. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Until then, just take care. This is Mauricio with WWR.
Thank you.